On September 24th, 1926, the Cardinals clinched their first National League pennant when they defeated the Giants in New York. St. Louis erupted in a celebration that the city hadn't seen since the end of World War I, but the Cardinals had to stay in New York to finish the season and prepare for the World Series against the Yankees. The World Series would open at Yankee Stadium on October 2nd. Since acquiring Babe Ruth from the Red Sox, the Yankees had become one of the best teams in the American League. Beginning in 1921, they won three straight pennants, and in 1923 won their first World Series. After finishing a close second in 1924, however, they went into a tailspin thanks to Ruth's bellyache heard around the world and finished in a disappointing seventh place. With a healthy Ruth in the lineup, the Yankees bounced back in 1926 to win the American League pennant. They entered the 1926 World Series with a lineup that soon would be described as Murderer's Row. They also had two future Hall of Fame pitchers in Herb Pennock and Wade Hoyt. But Cardinals playing manager Roger Hornsby had eyes for only one Yankee. That guy, Ruth, is always tough, but he isn't going to get many good balls to hit. The first game was a pitcher's duel between the Cardinals' Flint Ream and Herb Pennock. With the score tied at 1-1 in the bottom of the seventh, Babe Ruth walked, was sacrificed to second base, and scored on a Lou Gehrig single in what turned out to be the winning run and a 2-1 Yankees win. The next day, the Cardinals tied the World Series on a brilliant pitching performance by 39-year-old Pete Alexander, who shut out the Yankees after giving up two runs in the first inning. The Cardinals tied the score and went ahead on a three-run homer by clutch-hitting Billy Southworth on their way to a 6-2 victory. When the Cardinals finally returned to St. Louis, the banner headline in the St. Louis Globe Democrat declared, "Tumultuous thousands welcome Cardinals." The better than 37,000 tumultuous fans who attended the third game at Sportsman Park were able to continue the celebration when veteran pitcher and future Hall of Famer Pop Haynes shut out the Yankees and hit a home run in a 4-0 win. The Cardinals have been able to keep Babe Ruth in check, but in the fourth game, Ruth hit three home runs in a 10-5 romp over the Cardinals that tied the World Series at two games apiece. The fifth game was a repeat of the pitching duel between Flint Ream and Herb Pennock that ended the same way as their first meeting when the Cardinals lost 3-2 in extra innings. Heading back to New York, the Cardinals were down 3-2 in games and one loss away from elimination, but Pete Alexander would save the Cardinals. For the second time in the World Series, he shut down the Yankees and coasted to an easy 10-2 win to even the series. The Cardinals had Pop Haynes, who had shut out the Yankees in Game 3, ready for the seventh and deciding game, and after a Babe Ruth home run in the first inning, he held the Yankees in check and took a 3-1 lead into the bottom of the seventh. Struggling with a blister on a finger of his pitching hand, Haynes gave up a run, and when, with two outs, the Yankees loaded the bases and had clutch hitting Tony Lazzari coming to the plate, Hornsby decided to bring in Pete Alexander, even though he had pitched 9 innings the day before. In one of the most memorable moments in World Series history, Alexander struck out Tony Lazzari after Lazzari had just missed a grand slam home run when his long drive curve foul at the last second.
The pitch is one on and this for strike three. Pete comes in and strikes out, push him up Lazzari with the bases full.
Alexander managed to retire the Yankees in order in the bottom of the eighth and had two outs in the ninth when he faced and walked Babe Ruth. When Ruth, out of all sense and reason, decided to steal second base, he was easily thrown out by catcher Bob O'Farrell, and the Cardinals were World Series champions. It would be the first of a National League best 11 World Series victories. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.